Welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
We've been talking a little bit last week about the blood of Jesus Christ and what it does for us. First of all, Ephesians 1:7 reads this way. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Say this with me. I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus. How do I know that? Because the word of God tells me, Ephesians 1:7, what does it say? In him, in who? Christ. We have redemption through his blood. So how do we get redeemed from our sins? It's only through his blood. His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to his riches and glory. Now the word redeemed has an interesting meaning, and listen to it. It means this. It means to pay the ransom price in order to set free. When he said it was finished on Calvary, which means it's a done deal, the veil of the temple split in two right down the middle, and now you and I have access to have access into the Holy of Holies, into his presence on a daily basis. Why? Because Jesus loved us and he redeemed us with his blood. I'm redeemed. Yell out loud. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. If the preacher's preaching Ephesians 1:7, if we're sitting here and listening and hearing it, that's not enough. We need to go to the place where we do it to understand it. That means you should be taking notes. Write it down and say it out of your mouth, because if you do so, you'll be building up your inner man to face the storms and difficulties of life and realize somewhere out of your belly will come the word of God, and you'll speak out of your mouth, say, I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus found me in the slave market of sin, but he bought me back with his blood. You got to say those things on a daily basis. It's not enough to come into church, get blessed, and leave. You got to plug this in. If you buy a lamp and put it somewhere on a table in your house and tell people, how many of you like my new lamp? They'll say, great. Can you turn it on? Oh, it's not plugged in. Lamps are beautiful. Cars are wonderful. Clothes look good. But unless you put the clothes on, unless you turn the ignition, unless you plug the lamp in, nothing's going to work. We've got to plug the word of God in on a daily basis, because we're going to honor the name of Jesus and the fact that he redeemed us by his blood. And every day we should say, Lord, thank you for redeeming me from the slave market of sin. That means I no longer have to be a slave to sin unless I choose to be. Here's another one. We've been justified. Say justified by the blood of Jesus. Romans chapter 5, and if you don't mind, verse 1 and 9, it goes together. Therefore, having been justified, now how are we justified? Guess how? By faith. Say, by faith. How does faith come? Romans 10, 17 says, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if Ephesians 1, 7 is on my fridge at home, and when I got to open it up to take some of that ice cream, if there's any left, and I see right on there, what? I've been what? Redeemed. I've been justified by faith. We have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Another way of saying peace is I have rest in my soul because of what Jesus has done. Now listen to the definition of rest, if you don't mind. It literally means this, rest in the Greek language. Freedom from anything that tires, that troubles, or disturbs us. How many of us know there's plenty that goes on during the course of any one day that'll flat out tire us out? You know why things tire us out? Because we are trying to do it without the help of the Holy Spirit. One of his names is Helper. He's a helper. But instead of asking him to help us so many times, what we do is I can do it myself. And at the end of the day, we're so tired and worn out because we've been trying to solve the problem. We've been trying to deal with it without the help of the Holy Ghost. But you and I can call on the name of the Holy Spirit. We can call on the name of Jesus, and he's a ready helper. Say, he's my helper. We can have freedom. Listen, from anything that tires us, troubles us. Just flick on the news and you'll be troubled. If I want to, I can let the words of men trouble me. But I won't let them, because God is the one who's ultimately in control. Listen, or disturbs us. Some of us have to meet with family and friends that we may do once a year. How many of you know that's what I call troubling times, disturbing times? But with the help of the Holy Spirit, he can turn that time around from a time of, I'm not going, don't you make me go, your family's crazy, they're nuts, you know what they're like, to a time, honey, let's go and let's bring the joy of the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. Can I tell you something? Jesus, through the help of the Holy Spirit, can conquer even those difficult times because he wants to give you peace, say, and rest. Here's another definition for rest. To be free from care, to be free from worry, to be free from anxiety. How many of you want to be free? How many of you want to find rest? You and I cannot find rest in ourselves. We won't find rest that's permanent in somebody else. But you and I can find eternal rest in the fact that Jesus came and gave his life for us. I have an eternal rest knowing that Jesus died for me, and if death were to come before Jesus shows up again, I know where I'm going. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says men die because of the fear of death. There's no fear in death because Jesus Christ has done what? Defeated death, hell, and the grave. Well, how do you know that, preacher? Because the Word of God tells me that. And that's on the inside of me. Glory to God. Death, where is your sting? Death, where is your victory? There's no victory in death because Jesus beat the snot out of death. Death has no win left in it. Glory to God. Come on, you can do better than that. Don't you be fretful or worry about death for you or somebody else that you love. Death has had its wind taken out of its sails. Here's another word for rest. Literally means to have peace. Peace in the midst of the storm. Here's another one. It means to rely, to trust, or depend on someone else. I can't depend on me. You can't depend on you. But if we would depend on Jesus Christ and what he has done for us through the precious blood of Jesus, say, I have rest. Say it out of my, I have rest. Why? Because of what Jesus Christ has already accomplished. Say, by faith, he's accomplished it. Here's another one for you. We've been justified by faith. Here's another one. We have been sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 13, 12. Just go there for a minute. Would you turn your Bibles? Hebrews 13. How many of you get something from this? 13 and verse number 12, if you don't mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen to what it says. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Now, sanctified literally means this, set apart from sin unto God. Set apart from what? Sin. We have been made holy. Well, Pastor, you know, I don't have the education you have, and I'm not in church as often as you are, and I don't pray for people. You and I have been made, say, holy. Say it again, holy, by the precious blood of Jesus. Say, I'm holy. Proverbs 22. Glory to God. Listen to verses 17 through 19. Listen, consent, and submit to the words of the wise, and apply your mind to my knowledge, for it will be pleasant if you keep them in your mind, believing them. Your lips will be accustomed to confessing them, so that your trust, your belief, your reliance, my, and confidence may be in who? Say, in the Lord. I have made known these things to you today, even to you. There's four things in this scripture I want you to hear. First of all, we must listen and submit to God's word. Say, listen to it. Then submit to the word of God. Say it again. Listen and commit to the word of God. Listen to me. Religion isn't going to get us to God. Religion, I remember my wife when she looked it up, religion literally means back to bondage. Back to bondage. We have a freedom in this church to do what? Guess one of the most difficult places to preach the gospel is in this great state of New York. Why? Because of everything that comes against the Word of God and comes against the church. But this church, Harvest Church, will be a lighthouse until Jesus shows up preaching the good news of the gospel. Say the good news. Turn to your neighbor and say the good news. Good news of the gospel. Listen to it. Meditate on the knowledge of God. Meditate. The scripture says we've got to meditate. That means read it. Get it into our spirits. Take some time and sit in the presence of God and listen to his voice. Sometimes we'll pray and we'll pray and it's only us conversing. But what we've got to learn how to do is meditate. Sitting in the presence of God is a lost art today. You just sit and wait for God to speak to your spirit. Sometimes we're afraid of silence. When the wife asks the husband a question, do you still love me? Then there's silence. Sometimes when it's quiet, we get nervous. We don't know what to do. Say this to me. Learn how to sit in the presence of God and give him time. How many of us know we have time for everything? But the Bible tells us in Matthew 6:33, what? Seek first the kingdom of God. And Jesus spoke more about the kingdom of God and heaven than any other thing he spoke about. Why? He was trying to bring the government of heaven down here to planet Earth. Seek first what? Which means his government in our lives. But the Amplified puts it this way. His way of doing and being right. In other words, if we go after it, it's going to be our way. But if we do it his way, through his word, his way of doing, say his way of doing, and being right. Now hang on now, the rest of the verse. All these other things. How many of us are always reaching for other things? Shall be what? Added unto you. See, we can do it through ourselves, or we can do it through his word and through his spirit. Say, I want the best for me. Say that, I want the best for me. I want the best for my family. I want the best for everybody I come in contact with. Well, I can do it if I surrender totally unto him. Say, totally surrender to him. Amen. Glory to God. As you meditate on God's word, the word of God will enter on the inside of us and it will change us. Say, bring change. Here's the last one in that scripture verse. If we have the word in our hearts, the Bible says it's on your lips, even in your what? Even in your heart, we begin to confess God's promises out of our mouth. Glory to God. If you and I want to enter into his rest, we've got to know that we've been redeemed. We've been sanctified. We've been justified by faith, just as if we have never sinned. That's what the word says, but it's got to get on the inside of us so we can speak it where? Out of our mouth. Now listen, we can have God's peace and rest, or we don't have God's peace and rest. How do you know, Pastor? Can I bring a comparison between the two? It's what will come out of our mouth. It's what we experience. If we don't have God's peace and rest, listen, we'll be full of worry and concern. But if we have God's rest, we'll have God's perfect peace. I've lost loved ones, and I use the term, I feel Teflon. It's just like things slide off of you that you didn't know how you were going to go through them. But the grace and mercy of God, because he's redeemed us, we'll have God's perfect peace.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you would like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus, because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.